moments ago, we read a book, How to Hear from God, by Joyce Meyer. And in that book, she outlined different ways that God speaks to her. And if you know Joyce, she's so practical, and I love that about her. And as I read the book, I could relate with some of the ways that she heard from God. But that's not why I decided to record this episode. I'll tell you in a bit. Before I go on, I've got my wife here with me, so she'll be sharing as well.
Yay!
Okay, so about why I decided to record this episode, right? Yesterday, I woke up and I felt a reprimand in my heart, like I was being scolded for something. But I couldn't put the feeling into words. But I knew what it was all about, the whole scolding and the reprimanding. And I knew what I had to do at once. Now, that may not count. For some people, that may not count as God speaking to them. But for me, I've gotten confirmation from encounters like that for some time. And I know that God speaks to me through nudges, right? Especially those times when you're tempted to say that something just told me to do this. You know, or something told me to do that. Many times, that's what people say. I said that for a long time too, right? But I've come to learn that it's not something. Many times, it's someone, right? And I won't say it's always God or it's always the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because it's not only God and the Holy Spirit that speaks to you. That you cannot see. You get what I'm saying? Many times, eight times out of ten, we know that it's God, it's the Holy Spirit. At least for me, I know that it's God, it's the Holy Spirit, you know, speaking to me. So you may want to ask, if God is not the one speaking all the time, then who speaks the other times? And can be your own mind. You understand? It can be your mind, it can be the devil. You understand? But for me, nudges are one very practical, one very poignant way that I know that God speaks to me. You get what I'm saying? And it was this whole encounter yesterday that made me want to, you know, talk about how do you hear from God? You understand? Because I think that's like a question that I've you know struggled to learn over the years to actually ascertain and find out and you know exactly how does God speak to me, right? So nudges are just one way for me. Nudges are one way for me, and it happens that nudges are so easy to nudges are so easy to ignore, right? You hear the nudge, go back and pick up your key. It's as simple as that.
Or drive your pastor to.
You understand?
You feel like now.
They are so easy to ignore. Or call somebody now. At that particular point, there's no shiver down your spine. There's no
goosebumps.
Supernatural goosebumps or event that happens at that point. It just drops, and you know that you're supposed to do something now. There are times that you go and you do that thing and it backfires, right? And you know that, okay, this one I've listened to the wrong nudge, you understand? But there are other times that when you go out of your way and you do what the nudge tells you to do or what you have been nudged to do, you find out that when the result comes in, you are the happier for it, because you just know that it didn't come from me. I couldn't have thought of that. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So for me, yeah. Nudges. Right. I don't know if I'm supposed to define nudges, because I feel like nudges, like, it's a common word. Like, you just hear a voice. You just hear something in your head. Let me use that illustration. You just hear something in your head telling you to take a particular action. Right. That's pretty much it. Just directing you in a very calm way. You're not being forced. You understand? It's not like a heavy instruction with thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. That's one for me. So, Hafa, Asha, how do you hear from God?
Well, aside knowing that God speaks to us via His word, His written word, we are speaking about instances where, you know, you're waiting to hear from God and there's no particular scripture per se saying, oh, do this or do that. Do you get? There's no clear scripture saying, oh, you need to end this relationship. Do you get? And that's where I'm going to come from, because God speaks to me via pictures. Like, my imagination, I don't even know how to explain it, just the same way you can't explain nudges, right? So I remember that, I'm going to use this example because it was so expensive. Like, I just really had to trust that this was one of the ways that God speaks to me, right?
Yeah.
And thank God, because he had shown me patterns over the years. So there are times that I'm praying about a situation and then I'm just seeing like the future of what's going to happen. It's like a picture. So for example, I had to get my NIN done really quickly because GTB had seized my account.
Sorry, for those that are not in Nigeria, NIN, National Identification Number. Yeah.
So I didn't have it and my bank was saying that I had to do it to access the money in my account. I'm like, it was really urgent. So I'd woken up to get to the Zenit Bank really early in the morning. I got there like 5:20 something and I was still like number 20 something on the list. And I was told that they don't attend to people that come after number 20. So we just said, let us shall even wait though. Let's see if something will happen. So some of us waited. They told us to get in line. The woman in charge of the NIN stuff was even saying that if you are after number 20, just go home because nothing can happen. But then I kept seeing a picture of me entering like number 1 to 20 list, even though I was like 22 or 23. I just kept seeing it, even when the security guys were saying, all of una make una go home, if you are after number 20, no hope for you today. I just kept seeing, the picture was so strong, so I just felt, I'm not going home, I'm staying. Lo and behold, as we're about to enter now, the woman said that if you don't have your local government certificate, something, that she is not going to attend to people that came for NIN without having a local government something certificate or something. And to the glory of God, I had the certificates in my bag. And then people were falling out of the line. And that was how I made it to first 20. Because I just kept feeling like, something will shall happen. I'm supposed to do this thing today. Yeah. And you get, God was showing me a clear picture. And it was just funny. Or I remember when I was in a relationship and I just felt like I needed to leave. And God kept showing me a picture of this person, like, this person is going to marry. I kept seeing it, but in the physical, right, there was nothing around me that could help me tell, that could show me that this thing wasn't going to happen. But God kept showing me pictures like, this guy isn't going to marry you, this and this is what it showed me clearly what was going to happen. This is going to happen. This is what this person is going to tell you after many years have gone down the line. And I quickly ended it, only to realize what was really wrong some months, a year later, that, oh, this picture was actually true, what God was saying. So basically, it's in pictures for me. And that's why I feel like we have to be careful as believers,
yeah,
what we are putting into our minds. Because if God uses your imagination, right, to speak to you, I mean, then it means that you have to really like...
You have to keep that imagination in check.
Yes, you have to keep your imagination in check. Yeah. You have to really make sure that the things that you are allowing...
Guarding it.
Yes,
just the things like that you have to guard it.
Yeah. So for me, basically, it's pictures. I hear it's still small voice in my heart, right? But...
That's another way that it speaks to you.
Yes, that's another way. But... I mean, those pictures weren't it. I can't even, like, it's just unshakable. It will just keep coming to my head. Just keep coming. I'll try to, the impression will just be there. Like, I wouldn't be able to shake it. I'll be like, this thing. I can't see any physical approval, but I can see the picture and it's clear in my head and stuff. Yes. So that's just for me. So we shouldn't ignore these seemingly little ways. that God speaks to us. And I remember Kenneth Hagin was saying in his book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit. He said, some of us are not being led by the Spirit because we want the spectacular. Like, we always want it to be dramatic. Like, oh, my son. Oh, my daughter. Do this, do that.
Let it but, fire and lightning.
Yes, fire and lightning. Which is very funny because when is it Elijah, after he had done all that, he had done all that demonstration on Mount Carmel and called out fire from heaven.
Yeah.
And he went to hide from Jezebel. And God wanted to speak to him. And then, you know, the scripture says there was fire and there was and this God thing, but God was not in it. And I was like, whoa, wait. But Elijah even recognized that, oh, this is not God. It was when he heard the voice, that still small voice, that he now came out and he now knew that, oh, this is God. So, I mean, it's not by the fire and lightning. Yes, there are times that God might speak to some people in an audible voice that way, but not every time. Like Jasmine said too, she said that she has never seen Jesus appear to her at any time. But Kenneth Hagin had had
and this reminds me of something. So there's something so I'll remind you of this. You had a conversation with Nifi where he was saying that when God decides to repeatedly give you spectacular
experiences to show you that this is what
it's one particular thing.
Yes,
it just shows you the level of your unbelief,
the
strength of your unbelief. Yeah. Exactly, you understand. Many of us ignore. You know, when the Bible talks about, I think it's Psalms 32, where David was saying, you will, I don't know if it was David that said it, but I'm going to paraphrase how he said it. It says that God will guide him with his eye. Say, I will guide you with my eye. You understand? And the image that brings to mind is Nigerian parents. So when, I don't know about other countries, but I don't know about Nigerian parents. So when my mom looks at me, when she gives me the eye, I know. This is what she's saying. She doesn't need to open her mouth.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? She doesn't need to say stuff. She doesn't need to shout. She doesn't even need to talk. Once she just turns her eye and she gives you, you know if you're supposed to leave that place. You know if you're supposed to carry something. You know if you're supposed to go somewhere. You just know. You understand? I mean, I feel like we're supposed to have that kind of relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You understand? God should be able to guide us with his eye. It all boils down to your intimacy. It all boils down to If you do not ignore, you know, his simple communication with you. That's what I think, right?
About simple communication. I remember one particular day. I was like, okay, God, like, let's see if he has this thing. You speak to people like in simple ways. I was preparing for church. I didn't know what to wear. I hadn't been to choir rehearsals and stuff. So I was just asking God, what should I wear to church this morning? I wanted to wear my pink shirt, but then I had to wear the blue one. So I wore the blue one and I'm getting to church and my choir guys are saying, oh, we have to do impromptu this thing today and we couldn't reach you yesterday to tell you what color of uniform. And lo and behold, it was blue. Yeah. So wow. I'm like, okay, so this is like real.
Which I can relate to that because so growing up, my mom, so she would, when you saw her on a Sunday, you would think, oh, this woman has a personal styler, or she went on Pinterest to look up styles and stuff because she made dresses, she made clothes a lot. So when she made a dress, or maybe she just put up combinations of clothes and she just put them on, from her headgear to the bottom. Like, it's the Holy Spirit that told me, I don't care about all this. It's the Holy Spirit that showed me how to put it together like this.
Yeah.
Several times. And I'm always wild, like, this woman. All these people. You know, I feel like if we just give our hearts to God, right?
Give his heart to us.
Exactly, you know. And I think that brings me to another point, another way that God actually speaks to me. So another way that I hear from God is through my own mouth, right? So I may have been asking God like a series of questions, and then I'm having a conversation with somebody else.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I'm just talking and talking and talking. And at first, it might seem like the conversation I'm having with the person is distant or different from the conversation that I had with God before. And so I'll just be talking with this person. Before you know it, certain things just pop out of my mouth. Like, I'm saying these things to this person. And then a knowing accompanies it that these things you just said, that's the answer to the questions you're asking.
Yeah.
You know, and those times for me, it's always beautiful. At that point, sometimes I just start smiling. Or sometimes I just burst out saying, wow. Wow. And the person I'm talking to is looking at me like, okay, what's wrong with this guy? You know, like, what's wrong with this guy? You know, I feel like God just has... He just has amazing ways of, you know, speaking passing his message
as content. I mean, it's creative like that. I mean, it's not stuck in a box or stuck in one way of speaking to you.
True.
Yeah,
very true.
Different. So you just have to know like the exact way he speaks to you. Because for some people, he has established a pattern. He's like, oh, you, when you hear me in this way, you know this is the way I speak. So I feel like God is even personal with the way he speaks to his children, right? Yeah. I feel like, he has that, is like that personal signature, like, oh, when you hear me speak to you this way, you know that it's definitely me speaking to you. And of course, he will not tell you to do things that are outside his character.
Yeah.
Like they use giving as an example. If you feel led to give, you don't come and start saying that is the devil or is your mind playing, because we're naturally self-centered people. We want to keep stuff for ourselves. But when we feel led to give, you know that it's God, because he gave. He's a giving God. And yeah. So that's just about it.
That's lovely. Yeah. You know, so I don't know. There are many other, I mean, come on, with like speaking, somebody else speaking, probably like your pastor or somebody else calls you. God can speak through people.
Yeah.
God speaks through different things. I think for me, the three most poignant ways are nudges, God speaking through my own mouth, and God speaking through other
people.
Yeah, God speaking through
God speaking through his word. Oh my God, that's so
key. That's just key. That's beautiful.
Like when you're reading scriptures and literally you see the scripture that speaks to your exact situation at that point in time. Like, and the Holy Spirit just shines the light and highlights that scripture in your heart, and you can't just shake it off. You just know that this wasn't to Joshua. This is really for me right now in this 21st century. Like, God is telling me, I have given you victory over this, or I have given you, because I'm currently reading Joshua, the story of Joshua, how he just really was such a man of faith, and you know, that sort of thing. That's so.
This is so. I have an example that happened to me. Like, this was years ago. Right, years ago, over 5 years ago. So I was thinking of leaving a particular job. Right, I was tired of the job at that time. It was sappy. It's not like I had any other job inside, but I wanted to. And fortunately and unfortunately for me, I went to church that Sunday. And one of my pastors was preaching then in Lagos, and he was reading a particular scripture. I can't remember the book or the verse, but I think he was talking about Jacob. So tell how the Lord said that they should stay in that land. They should stay in the land. So they shouldn't leave. They should stay.
I think it was Isaac.
Was it Isaac? I know it was one of them. I can't remember. But I know it was one of them that he said stay. And so he stayed. Anyway. Now, the funny thing is, as I was reading that scripture and it got to that point, right? As I was saying stay, it wasn't like he was reading the scripture anymore. It was like he was talking to me.
Talking to you.
Yeah, that I should stay. That I should stay. You understand? And to complete it for me, like when it was time, he would let me know. Truly, when it was time, he let me know. You understand? And I moved. And when it was time and I moved, I knew that this was the time that I was supposed to move. You understand? So it may not have seemed spectacular or, you know, supernatural and all that, but I just knew. It's not about scripture.
Supernatural. It might not have seemed spectacular.
Spectacular.
But it doesn't mean
that it wasn't supernatural. Exactly. Thank you for that distinction. Let me say it again. It may not have been spectacular, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't supernatural. Very true. Thank you. Right. So there's another part of scripture when Jesus fed the 5,000. Right. So when you read that place, I don't know which of the accounts it says, and Jesus knew what he would do. Right. You see that place never leaves me. That part of scripture, it never leaves me, because now as human beings, you're always coming into situations where you need to take action, you need to do something, even at the point when you do not know what to do. It may seem very confusing, it may seem impossible, right? But you need to act, you need to take action. You understand? So for me, when I see that, and Jesus knew what he would do, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and over 5,000 people, right? But he knew what he would do, and I'm supposed to be in the image of this man, the man Jesus. You understand? I just relate with that, since how many years ago that, you know, my pastor read that scripture and read. I've been reading that place, but that day I don't know what happened. It's like God, that was the day God wanted to open my eyes, and Jesus knew what he would do, right? And I was like, okay, right, this is beautiful. So and I've noticed that since that time up until now, and I think into the future, anytime that I'm faced with a difficulty, anytime that I'm faced with a situation that may seem confusing, you know, that pops up in my head, and Jesus knew what he would do. I know what to do.
Yeah.
You understand? I know what to do. There's always a way. I'm never stuck in a corner. That's a word that has stuck with me, coupled with the other one in, I think, Jude, that says, for we have an unction of the Holy One and we know all things. Mm-hmm. Right? So yeah, these are very strong ways that God speaks to me. Do you have any other thing you want to share?
Yeah, what you said just made me remember that finally, even for people that feel like we can't hear from God, we're not hearing, it is time to change your narrative, right? Because what you just said now, you said you would tell yourself, I know what to do, even when it doesn't seem clear, but you still tell yourself, I know what to do. And then it comes to you, the answer, the solution comes. So when people keep saying that we can't hear from God, you will not hear from God, because you have said it so much that even when God is speaking to you, you can't even hear, because you have already said, I can't hear from God. But it's time to switch narratives and start telling yourself, I can hear from God.
Yeah.
I can hear from God. God speaks to me. I'm his child. I know what to do. And so it's to just change the narrative, basically. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's really true, because now this just hit me now. That if God is going to give you a word and you're going to destroy what he's telling you with your mouth, then there's no point of him telling you. There's no point of him speaking to you.
And of course, he wouldn't want to make you dumb like Zachariah.
Exactly.
So he will just not even like tell you anything.
Yeah.
He will just let you be.
Exactly. So if God speaks to you, if you have, I consider it a privilege, right? So if God speaks to you, if you have the privilege of hearing from God, don't use your mouth to abuse that privilege to counter what he has told you just because some circumstances are seeming difficult. You understand? I consider that wasteful. You understand? There are over 7 billion people in the world, right? And God considers you privileged enough to speak to you. You understand? Receive it as a treasure, as a beautiful treasure, as a beautiful privilege. You understand? Acknowledge it, right? And accept it with your words, with your heart, with your thoughts, and act accordingly. I believe with that we're going to bear fruit. beautiful fruits in our lives. Right? So, yeah. That's the end of this episode, I believe. I didn't know it was going to be this long, but yeah, it's been beautiful sharing, you know, how we hear from God. Thank you to my wife for joining me on this episode.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Right, so yeah, thank you for listening. I'd like to hear from you. How do you hear from God? Right. Please send me a voice message at www.anchor.fm/thesupreme/message, or you can just send an email to supreme.npc@gmail.com. check the description for these links. Right, I'd love to read your feedback or hear your voice messages and probably play them in the next episode. Right, so until the next episode, I remain supreme. Have a great time ahead. Bye.